If We Lived with God as Our Portion by Cindy McMenamin, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 16:5 through 6. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely, I have a delightful inheritance. What do you consider your reward in life? A fulfilling career, satisfying relationships, or being able to find joy in the simple things in life? What about success, notoriety, or financial security? The problem with those rewards is that we can often feel we're missing the mark when our expectations aren't met. But when you and I adopt a mindset like some of the great men of faith in the scriptures, we can funnel every circumstance in life, every disappointment, and even every miserable failure through the grid of God being our portion and reward. Consider Abraham, who waited years for God to deliver upon a promise to give him a son. Remember David, the shepherd boy, psalmist, and giant killer who became Israel's greatest king, but was also a fugitive for many years of his life. And consider Paul, who was shipwrecked, imprisoned, and beaten and left for dead several times. They all considered God as their portion or reward in life, regardless of their circumstances. What if you and I were to adopt the motto, "The Lord is my portion"? Here are two ways our lives would look very different. First, we would be content with our lives. When the Lord is your portion, you're content, and you know what it means to have enough. Instead of praying for more money, a bigger house, a better job, and a happier or more fulfilling life, you realize you have been abundantly blessed. The writer of Proverbs 30:7-9, understood God as his portion when he said, "Two things I asked of you. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep deception and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion, that I not be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or that I not be in want and steal and profane the name of my God." Are you content with what God has given you, realizing He sees what is best for you and knows what you can handle and what you can't? If you see God as your portion, you will be. And here's a second way our lives would be different. We could surrender the need to succeed. In Genesis 15:1, God told Abraham, "I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." The Apostle Paul understood this exceedingly great reward in Christ when he said, "I consider everything." And that means education, achievement, spotless reputation, self-achieved righteousness, a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Philippians 3:8-9. When we understand the worth of knowing Christ, we can surrender the need to succeed in our eyes and in the eyes of others. When He is our portion, we find our reward and our worth in Him, not in anything the world offers. And we can say, as David did in Psalm 16:1, "You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing." When you and I live like God is our inheritance, our share, and our reward, we also understand that nothing else compares to Him. We've won the prize.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.